Horse. Nice. There's a girl at the comedy club who, her day job, this is going to be right off the bat, straight into the gutter, not suitable. If you just turned on, usher the kids into another part of the car, whatever's going on.
Put the sandwich down.
This girl's job is to make horses ejaculate for
reproduction.
Breeding.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a job.
Yeah, that's her job.
Well, no, well, I knew that was a job, but I didn't know that was a job in Los Angeles County.
Yeah, she's out there in the valley or something.
She's got to go to the valley and she just jerks off horses all day. That's the thing where it's like, you're telling me we haven't made a robot that can do that yet?
I think
we still need the human touch for that.
Needs the human touch, yeah.
Huh. So I guess, so when robots take over everything else, the only job we'll be able to still do physically is jerk off horses?
Yeah. I think it's something that humans will hold on to as long as they can. Like, if you're a supermarket checker, I don't care. They replace me with a robot, but it's an art. Anyway, we are a lot of moving parts today.
I mean, you can't just say anyway. Have you asked her, what does she make?
All I ever ask her is questions about it.
And it's why? Like
whenever
and
she talks about anything else, get back to that horse stuff. That's why I'm.
So why aren't you giving us any information other than the bare minimum?
Oh, I don't want to step on her. She talks about it on stage.
Well, she talks about it on stage. I mean, it's part of.
Yeah, she works the horses.
But it's like, do you go? You like clock in at 9 a.m. and then you're just jerking off a horse until 5.
I don't know if it's like all standardized like that, but when they got a stud, and he's got. You know, he's got to do his business.
Yeah.
I'll ask more of those questions. Mostly it's just whenever she walks by, you know, I just go. But it's a great relationship. But anyway, that's going on. A lot of moving parts. We just took the Dragon Mobile to your secret mechanic.
Mm-hmm. My boy Ahmad in Glendale, California.
The car's over there. And then you drove me back and you took some locals only. Routes that mm-hmm. I've never even seen before.
He didn't even know where he was, for Christ's sake.
We were like, well, I'm like lost in my own city, and then we would like cross like a main street. I'm like, we're over here? No way. And then we get lost again, then we pop back over by Sunset. Incredible stuff.
I'd say send a prayer to the Dragon Mobile, but I don't think that's necessary, man. I think the situation.
I got scared that maybe I'm going to lose it forever. But
I don't think so, man. Because basically what happened to Kramer is the exact same thing that happened to me. He's got to get smogged, but his check engine light's on.
Which is an automatic fail.
Which is an automatic fail. Yes, you can never pass smog if your check engine light's on, even
I
if
never
it's
knew that.
On for a reason that's
I feel like mine's been on for like four or five years. Maybe it's just been 2 years.
This fucking guy put the fear of God in Kramer. It's like,
the smog guy was like,
what did he say?
He goes, like, he was talking, like, maybe it's time to let the car go. But what he said was, it was sound wisdom, just as far as wisdom is concerned, but it might not apply to the Dragon Mobile. But he said, this car is older, so up to this point, the car has carried you. Now, from this point on, you will be carrying the car.
Mm-hmm. And, when there's one set of footprints, there's no tire tracks.
That's a Jesus thing. That's more for you. But, like, I applied it to my own life. I was like, I got to stop arguing with my mom. It's like, I'm supposed to be carrying her
at
this
point.
You
got to carry this bitch, yeah.
But it's really not fair when you think about it. They give you food and shelter, just basics. For 18 to 22 years. Then they live to 100 and you've got to like lose every argument to them for 80 years because they decided to.
And we didn't ask to be born.
Didn't ask.
Last time I checked, I didn't ask.
And they weren't asking for me. They were, whatever pops out,
they
were
asking,
take care of it.
Right, exactly.
And then I came out and they go, well,
what the fuck are we going to do with this?
I think they think like, what I did was good for any standard kid. This kid's just, he's obstreperous. He's,
wow.
Reading.
What does that word mean?
It's like difficult, like hard to control.
Obstreperous.
Good stuff, right? I don't know if I got that from Twain or Steinbeck or Melville, I don't know who I got it from, but I got it.
One of the 22 pages so far this month you've read?
If you read on a tablet, the second you don't know a word, you could just tap it and the definition comes. Like,
I did know that. That is very convenient.
I'm going old school books, so I got to write it down. Then when I fill up the paper, I go back and look at the defs. But word hunting, it's a great way to stay interested in a book that you're not interested in. Just like, I'm going to look for words I don't know. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He went to the store and he picked up some popcorn obstreperously. Oh, I don't know. What's obstreperously? Right. Find out. Well,
how about that?
So, yeah. Well, you guys know how it is. When your car's taken away, you're not yourself.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at right now, but I'm going to fight my way through this
episode of Gris
Grift
Horse.
I got some live reads to start off with.
This is what happened when we were en route from Imad's place in Glendale to my place right now.
Yeah, I got
this. Hot off the presses.
Okay, so I had listed a Disney Cruise Line Pirates of the Caribbean black handkerchief bandana. This I listed probably 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Somebody tried to lowball me.
But you know what you had?
It's $12, including shipping.
Including?
They want to give me $8. Mm. I ignored the crap out of them.
Please.
And what happened? They bought it for the original price.
That's what's up.
You tell me that if they want it, they need it.
If they want it, they need it. Sometimes if I have something where it's like shipping included and they're lowballing me, I'll reply, this is the amount I want. And then I'll put in the memo, because you can put a memo in it, price includes shipping. And when you remind them that the price includes shipping, oftentimes they'll just buy it.
Interesting. Or yeah. You could do nothing. And oftentimes.
Alternatively, you could do nothing.
Now, what I have here is my sale of the year.
What?
Sale of the year. I told you about it off mic. Patagonia men's medium full zip fleece sweater with a Goldman Sachs logo on it, which I think I paid $2 for it at Woodgrill.
Jesus.
I was asking $400. I got a $320 offer. You and I discussed it and I accepted it. So out the door.
And here's the thing. The dude what done at the mechanic said your part might be $200 to $400.
That's
what if it ends up being exactly $320?
Well, then that sucks because I make no profit off the jacket.
But you lost nothing.
No,
all you lost was a jacket.
That part's good.
You know what I'm saying?
But this is why you got to make money and sell stuff when these big repairs and things come up.
Mm-hmm.
But how about that out the door? And then whoever wears that will gain favor in their world somehow.
Where do they live?
Oh, great question. Great question.
I would love to know where they live.
Great question.
Is it New York?
Let's see.
Is it Chicago? Is it Boston?
Oh, here we go. Oh, even better. This is absolutely perfect. Phoenix, Arizona. And they live on a street called Country Club Drive. This is going to be to one up some neighbor or some colleague, or so that when they go on an interview, they just, you know what I mean?
Mm.
They look like they're all set to go.
Ultimate flex.
Also moved to Austin Stories DVDs with script. Pick those up, guys. They're great stocking stuffers. Low price.
Stocking stuffers.
And then I also had something delivered to me through eBay. And I brought it with me to show you.
You brought it?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a show and tell.
Okay, great. Because you didn't come in a car. So it's got to be pretty.
Oh, yeah, it's right here.
It's got to be pretty important if you're transporting it.
Yes.
All the way here.
Yeah, that's true. So I may have to walk at home. Or scooter at home. Or hitchhike at home.
No, I'll drive you home, for Christ's sake.
I had told you that I had a growing collection of Steven Seagal DVDs.
You did.
Which age incredibly well. His style is so ridiculous that it makes the movies fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to a Chuck Norris or somebody like that. Which those can be fun too, depending on the movie. Anyway, Under Siege, Everyone agrees that's his best movie.
It's iconic.
In all my years of DVD, I've never seen it in any form, ever.
Not even pick. Or, not even pick.
Yeah, not right. even non-Starface. So, I pulled Triggy on, I think I paid $6 or something like that. And I went through eBay. I search for used.
Mm-hmm.
I go for disc only. Let me see if the picture disc exists, whatever. But after an extensive search, I found it on picture disc and I pulled Triggy. And here it is. Steven Seagal,
Under Siege. There he is.
Looks pretty legit.
In his whites.
Looks pretty legit.
Yeah.
Then you pop it open. And what do you see, Megan?
I see the poster all over again.
Yep.
Steven Seagal, Under Siege.
Would there be any clues, though, to tell you that this may not be legitimate?
I mean, it looks like it's been printed. Looks like it's been printed off a, HP printer.
Official DVDs along the bottom edge will have all kinds of
copyright information,
rights, this, et cetera, that, et cetera. All that kind of thing.
And are you telling me you bought a fucking DVD-R?
Somebody.
Of Under Siege? Is it a silver? I mean,
No, it's a DVD.
It's a legit DVD?
It's a DVD, but it's like somebody made it.
No. You bought a DVD-R, dude. It's fucking purple on the bottom.
So they recorded it themselves.
They recorded it themselves. Someone's bootlegging Under Siege?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Because you can't get it picture disc.
Wait, let me look. You have a bootleg picture disc Under Siege. No, I want to see the case.
Yeah, it looks a little like they printed it, sort of. Like it same thing.
Well, it
thing.
Still has the Warner Brother logo.
But that would
shit.
Be easier to copy.
But but this paper, it's not even glossy, dude.
Right.
This is curious.
It doesn't completely fill up. There's no curious. It's a bootleg.
There's no curious. Well, what are you going to do? You going to report this, Chuck?
No, I'm absolutely keeping it. The guy found the hole in the market. There's no Under Siege picture disc. I'll make it. And now I've got it. It's a rarity. What are you going to do? Otherwise, I don't think it exists. I'm glad to have it.
Are you gonna start doing what this guy's doing?
No.
Filling the market when there's no pick disc?
No. I mean, I could sell the ones I already have for more than this.
Wait, what did this guy charge you for a bootleg Under Siege DVD?
Well, it's like $5.99 or something. But even just to have it on DVD, like, I don't...
You've never had it on DVD.
I mean, yeah, the only way I could have gotten it is to buy it. I mean, in 4 years or whatever this has been, It's just never once been out there. Even Jaws, you know, it was rare to find, but I've amassed, 10 or 12 of them since in the last 4 years. This, you can't find it.
Speaking of Jaws, and speaking of things I can't find a response from you from when I texted you when I was doing background on the Quantum Leap reboot that we were shooting right above where Jaws took place, on the Universal lot, right above Amity, right above, I was eating lunch, right where you could sit there and you could see the fucking shark jump over and over and over again, shocking, delighted tourists on the tram tour, over and over and over. I tell Kramer this, I think, wow, Kramer's gonna shit. What do I get? Nothing. Radio silence. What's up with that?
I just didn't. No, what happened was this. I didn't see it. And then the next text from you was so out of pocket and out of line that it disrupted
the text about
my morning.
Whether or not we'll be recording on the day we always record, right?
Yeah.
I can see how that would be disruptive.
8:02 a.m.
A.m., yeah.
8:02
Pacific Standard Time.
A.m.
I thought
we going to horse today.
I was under the impression that you got up extremely early every day so you could go to Smartweed.
Listen,
is that not true?
Yeah, I go to Smartweed every day like I'm a French person shopping for baguettes. I buy one day's worth of weed and then I drive back 4 miles every day. Listen, 8:00, I may be up, but that don't mean I'm mixing it up with colleagues. It's morning praise. It's connecting with the unit. I'm not open for business with my, what's it called? Sickle? My shingle.
Sickle?
My shingle is outside. 8 o'clock.
Wait,
to rewind. Check on.
Wait, shingle? What is that?
You know, like when you open a business, you hang your shingle.
Oh, you look. Okay. Yeah. No, I don't. I mean, I kind of understand what you're trying to say, but not with specificity.
All right. Back to the Jaws thing.
Yeah.
It really looks awesome. Like they have a whole setup and everything.
I can't.
And also the weird shooting. It was like, I didn't even remember that you.
Oh, that I was doing background.
Yeah. Like.
Well, the thing does look cool.
I've never been to it.
That's what's most batshit about all of this. The fact that Kramer has never taken the fucking Universal Studios studio tour.
I've never seen, like, I don't seek it out in all its forms. I love the movie, and then I don't want to ruin it with other things.
You think it would be ruined by seeing a replica Jaws
not
jumping
ruined,
towards
but
your
I'm not,
tram
like,
tour?
I'm not dying to go see it, like... I don't know. It's always there. It's one of the things they close it, then you regret it. But it's like, I'll go to Saquon and see the Jaws.
Slot machine.
Yeah, that's a goof. I don't like lines. Even we used to go to Six Flags Great Adventure when I was a kid, and I would get stressed out the day before about the lines. It's like, oh, the runaway train, it's going to be 45 minutes. I just want to go on the flume and repeatedly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But shout out to that Great Adventure. That is where, like, when Biggie Smalls, like, when Biggie and Puffy would go to Six Flags, that's where they would go. They'd drive out to New Jersey. It's by Princeton University.
Shout out to the Ivies.
Shout out to that. But no, I like it in the Jaws thing. Thank you so much for that. All right, now, a couple things. Also, someone tried to lowball me last week on a Marcy's Playground CD.
Mm.
Same thing.
Don't we hate
them.
It when that happens?
Made the sale. That's it.
I mean, what is the street value on a Marcy's Playground CD anyway?
Same as like Seagal. It was like $5.99 or something like that.
So you're asking $5.99. They pop in with like a what? $2.99 or something? What's a low ball on something
you know
that's already?
It was like $7.99. They went up for $5. One of those deals.
Mm-hmm.
Blow them off.
You blew them off, and then they came back.
Yeah,
they wanted it, so they needed it.
Yeah, same deal.
Okay, kaboom.
You know, what I saw a woman doing yesterday. She has a case of bottled water in her trunk.
Yeah,
and then she's got a flask, hydro flask or something back there. So she pulls
so out. Having the hydro flask is just purely performative, basically.
No. I thought it was genius what she's doing. She's pulling up to go on a hike up Runyon Canyon.
Yeah.
So she goes back and then she just pops open a bottle of water.
And pours it in. That's why I'm saying it's performative. Because people use those to be like, oh, look how eco-friendly I am. But if you're just filling it with individual bottled water... You're still buying fucking bottled water.
I get
water,
it, but like,
you know what I mean?
Those things, like a lot of things, status things, yes, those things read like, I am frugal and economical and good for the environment. But yeah, that's got nothing to do with it. I just thought as far as convenience is concerned, because you just never have to touch it. When she finishes the hike, she just throws the empty flask back there. And then she doesn't need to see it again until she goes on another hike. Just for convenience, I like what she was doing.
Huh. Folks, do you like what she was doing? Send us an email, grifterspot@gmail.com.
Please let us know. Now, look what I've taken to doing at the Manor.
Okay.
Speaking of frugal. All right. So, you know, I'm trying to see, like, how low my gourmet prices can be, like, for my gourmet burger and fries and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Are you getting your Impossible Burgers, like, your meat at Gross Out, by the way?
I was till my car got weird.
Mm, right.
So whatever, but now what I'm doing is I'm writing like the price per use right onto the item.
So for each item, you've divided it into how many you get out of it, and then
yeah,
writing
online.
PPU on it, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just looking for an example. I really take too many pictures.
Are you just realizing this now, that you take too many pictures? He's still scrolling, gang. I don't even know. Why don't you, can you like narrate in real time what the pictures that you're scrolling through are? Okay,
like for instance, I started putting hot chocolate in my coffee. Did I discuss that?
You did not.
Well, because I was like, when I go to 7-Eleven, I get half hot chocolate, half coffee.
It's like a mocha.
Yeah, but that cost me $2.80. So then I went and got hot chocolates, and then like, okay, there's the price per pack.
Okay, 35 cents.
Yeah, just take a Sharpie, write it on there. I don't know. It's helping me keep track of everything. You can't do it on an onion, but you can do it on stuff that has a package.
I mean, yeah, it keeps you mindful of how much each indulgence actually costs.
Yeah,
I guess
I'm doing gourmet burgers and fries for like $4.
I mean, beat that.
Try to beat that.
You can't beat that.
Yeah,
you can't even beat that at White Castle.
If I get a potato for $1.56, cut it in three ways, it's 52 cents. So anyway, this is boring. Shout out to this. Okay, I was watching football this past weekend.
That tracks.
I started tracking like what they were advertising to me about. Okay. Would you think that they would have had pizza commercials?
Absolutely.
Okay. This is who they had. This is one game. Domino's.
Yeah.
Little Caesars.
Yeah.
Papa John's.
Yeah.
And Pizza Hut.
I mean, name another chain pizzeria. That's pretty much all of them.
I know.
Not?
So it's like, why don't they just all get together and go, we're not going to advertise. Like, when they save
if they
millions?
All advertise, it's like none of them have advertised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, then you got, Panera, Firehouse Subs, and Subway. They're all going at it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got chicken, Popeyes, and KFC.
Yeah.
There's just always one to cancel it out. Burger King, Wendy's. And I noticed there was no McDonald's ads. They're above the fray.
I mean, I don't think McDonald's should advertise, period. I don't think any of these places should advertise, period, because no one ever goes to these places because they want to. It's out of you.
It's right there.
It's out of desperation. Yeah, it's like there's nothing else. Like,
yeah,
it's,
everyone's
it's the
hungry
only thing
it's,
open.
It's right there.
It's the only thing everyone can agree on. It's the closest thing to where you got to be.
They do.
There's no line.
But you know in order I mean? To tell you about new items, like, for instance, you wouldn't know this. What's Panera doing right now? Dollar soup.
To get something in my system so when I drink the death-inducing flaming hot lemonade, yeah. I don't...
Exactly.
I can right. even out a little bit.
You wouldn't know this. What's Wendy's doing right now?
I don't give a fuck what Wendy's
I'm
is doing.
I'm telling you anyway. The $5 biggie bag. $5 biggie bag.
What's in the $5 biggie bag?
I don't know. What's in the Craig's value menu? At Taco
Who's
Bell.
Craig?
Someone, I think that's some kind of Taco Bell. Maybe I misheard it or something. But it's some type of
Did Craig's. You hear the word crave, maybe? And you,
maybe it's,
and you
oh, that's it.
Craig?
I wrote it wrong. Yeah, it's
okay,
not Craig's. It's Cravings.
Makes sense.
Cravings value menu. But you know, Jack has Jack. I thought, oh, maybe they got Craig or something.
I think if they would have done that, they would have done that about 40 years ago. I think it's too late for them.
All right, Jack in the Box is doing raps.
Oh, they're in the rap game now?
They're in the rap game. And then IHOP is doing the Rudy Tootie. What's that?
They've been doing that for years, babe. Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity?
There's some kind of Rudy Tootie.
It's the Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity
sales
breakfast.
Event or something like that.
It's like the Honda days, but for Rudy
Tootie
Fresh and Fruity.
Speaking of which, you won't believe this. Toyota, right?
Yeah, heard of it.
They have five different things going on.
What do you, beyond Toyota-thon? What do you mean?
Yeah, this is insane. Like, if you keep watching these commercials, they have Toyota, let's drive. That mm-hmm. was their whole thing. Yeah. They didn't even, like, show a specific model. Okay? Then you've got the Toyota Tundra Max Force Hybrid.
Well, that's a specific vehicle. You've
that's
just
a truck.
Said, I mean, you've said a slogan, and then you just named a specific
But I'm saying
model.
These are two separate commercials.
Sure.
One was just Toyota, let's drive.
Just generally speaking, let's
yeah.
drive.
Then the Toyota Tundra Max Force Hybrid. Okay?
Toyota. Hey, say that 800 times fast, gang.
I don't need to because there's more. Then they have Toyota trucks outlast, outlive. They had to get that message to me.
Outlive.
Yeah. Outlast, outlive. Like, yeah.
Oh, I guess they outlive. They're implying that they outlived the life of other trucks. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Then.
But that's redundant though, because you've also said outlast. Outlast, outlive. It's kind of like the same message
twice.
I'm with you.
Okay. And that's their third message. Then they came at me.
At you.
With the Toyota We Make It Easy sales event.
I mean, that's been, honey, we've had the We Make It Easy sales event for years. This is nothing new.
All right. Are you not impressed? Are you not entertained? Deal with this one. A whole standalone commercial for the Toyota Gazoo racing family.
I'm sorry?
Toyota
Gazoo racing family.
Which is, if you look it up, I did. It's the part of the Toyota company that's dedicated to track racing dominance.
Toyota Gazoo Racing. Toyota Gazoo Racing embodies Toyota's commitment to overcoming every limit to make even better cars. What is this?
Whoa, Scraps is getting riled up. He's playing
Scraps with Scraps is riled up. I mean, it's rain day. He's stuck in here with us.
Anyway, five messages from Toyota, which I'll ignore all of them, except to pass them on to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your service.
I'll tell you what was interesting. The Chevy Silverado Super Cruise has hands-free towing. Not just hands-free driving, hands-free towing. So it's like it's time to back the boat up into the boat ramp kind of thing.
What, you press a fucking button and it does it?
I guess so. Super Cruise. Tow hands-free. And that's what I have to tell you about the latest in American goods. The rest are music
related.
None
of which
related.
Were made in America. Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Kaboom. You know who is made in America?
What's that?
The human being behind your gift.
Woo!
This is kind of peak Kramer right here, because this combines multiple loves. Ephemera. Celebrity. Politics. I know you love politics and celebrities, and especially ephemera involving them. This came to my house to other day. Who's running for Congress?
Ben Savage.
Who's running for Congress?
Is he from
Boy Meets World, dude? The guy from Boy Meets World is running for fucking Congress.
I've never seen even a single scene of that show.
God damn it. But you know that it exists, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, he's the guy who's always saying wacky stuff.
He's the guy, his brother's Fred. Remember Fred? His brother Fred was in fucking, what was that shit? Wonder Years.
Wonder Years with
Winnie
Cooper.
He's the little brother of the guy from Wonder Years. He was in Boy Meets World, Girl Meets World.
And now
he's running
right,
Congress. I have absolutely no idea anything about his politics.
Yeah, I mean,
it says he's in the Democratic Party.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking of? Dan Savage. He's like the right-wing radio guy.
I thought Dan Savage is the gay sex columnist.
Oh, I got those confused.
I think you're thinking of somebody else. Michael Savage?
Maybe
that's
what it is.
Isn't that the right-wing radio guy?
You know, see, what happens is sometimes, for whatever reason, like when you listen to NFL on the radio, for some reason, certain games are on the Patriot.
Okay. So the channel is called The Patriot.
Yeah, so you're listening to the game, and then these commercials come on, and it's like, I think they should all be shipped back to where they came from. And you're like,
yeah.
I hope the neighbors hear, you know what I mean? Like, oh, neighbors think I'm fucking right-wing, whatever.
Every day from 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I talk about how women shouldn't be allowed to drive.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Exactly.
Very cool.
All right, well, this is great. It's celebrity, it's politics. I just proved how much I knew about it.
I mean, it really, I guess it would have hit better if you knew who it was. You don't even do you recognize the guy's face? I pulled him up.
It's the guy from Boy Meets World.
He's an American actor, age 43.
Illinois. There's Dan Savage, Michael Savage, Ben Savage. There's too many of them.
Savage, dude. He's
Ben Savage should be the name of a porn star.
For
Ben Savage.
Congress. In 2008, he starred as Mark Ratner in an episode of the NBC series Chuck. In 2011, he appeared in an episode of the Fox series Bones.
He should be called Bon Savage, like okay. Bon Jovi.
In 2022, Savage was cast in the Lifetime film Girl in the Shed, The Kidnapping of Abby Hernandez, as part of its Ripped from the Headlines feature film series, where he portrays Nathaniel Kibbe. That's very similar to... So the last thing he's done is Girl in the Shed. This is like when Arnold Schwarzenegger became the governor.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like when he was running, like the movie that he was in at the time was Terminator 3, which is the one where he like shoves a robot woman's head in a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's cool that my mom's voting for this guy to be the governor of the state of California.
State's in good hands.
Kaboom.
Well, maybe that's what he's running on, like, a chicken in every pot, a girl in every shed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, he went to Stanford, majored in political science.
They have to let one right winger in. It's their quota.
Well, no, he's a Democrat.
Oh, he's Dem?
He's Dem, dude.
Oh, I was thinking of the Patriot guy this whole time. All right. Anyway, it goes in the box of ephemera.
It's in the box.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Be on the lookout for Gazoo Racing Family Ephemera. That could be the next big thing.
You think that's the next big thing? Gazoo Family Racing Ephemera?
Who knows? But it could be.
Keeps your peepers peeled, everybody.
Yeah. But anyway, big day of football, big day of cars. The world's in transition right now. What can I say?
You know, it's true that it's a wild world in transition, but some things remain the same. And what remains the same is that corporations are always doing things to make people a class action lawsuit them.
Ooh, let me get my pen ready.
And this is the case with Pine Sol.
Ooh, Pine Sol.
Pine Sol.
Do you use Pine Sol?
For the purposes of this class action lawsuit, yes.
How do you mop your kitchen floor?
I don't.
What?
I don't.
How do you keep it clean?
I get on my hands and knees and just use those wipes, those like antibacterial wipes.
Well, I thought I was the only one that didn't mop regularly.
No. No, I don't mop.
But stays clean in there?
I vacuum, and then if something like, something drops on the ground, then you just wipe it down with one of those antibacterial wipes.
I like that.
I mean, that's the thing. There's not, if you live in an apartment, there's not a lot of surface area in your kitchen. If there's not a lot of surface area in the kitchen.
I have three times your surface area.
Well, la-dee fucking da, Kramer. All right.
I'm just saying. You've got me beat. You've got scraps. But go ahead. Pine Sol.
For the purposes of this lawsuit, yes, of course I'm a Pine Sol user. Pine Sol.
Yeah, what's the name of the what's the website?
PSSettlement.com. That's PSSettlement.com. Apparently, in Pine Sol scented products between the years of 2018 and 2023, there's bacteria in it. I don't know what kind of bacteria, but I guess any kind of bacteria is bad when it comes to being in a cleaning product.
Bacteria inside the cleaner. How does that survive?
I don't know.
It lives inside the Pine Sol? What an animal.
Let's go to the FAQs.
What a beast.
Let's see. Laboratory testing had identified Pseudomonas aeruginosa bacteria in some of its Pine Sol scented products. Huh. We're not there. There's at no point do they tell you how it got there, why
it's
there.
And then what is that bacteria is harmful to humans?
I would imagine. Let's look that. What is this? Science. It is a...
I need all the details before I apply for my $6.
It is a rod-shaped bacterium that can cause disease in plants and animals, including humans. It can cause pneumonia? Jesus Christ.
My God. How the hell does that live in Pine Sol? That's insane.
It can cause infections in the blood, lungs, or other parts of the body after surgery. What the fuck?
And there's enough of it in there that someone mopping is going to get sick from it?
I mean, that's insane. Maybe? Or maybe it's just the fact that it's there? I mean, it certainly shouldn't be there. You know what I'm saying? And folks, because it shouldn't be there, without a... fuck.
Geiger counter?
No, without a... without a receipt... Without a receipt, you can claim $3.57 two times. You can say you bought two bottles.
It's going to be $7.
$7. Because they had bacteria in it that could give you pneumonia. You get $7. So make sure to go to pssettlement.com.
pssettlement.com. I'll do it. Why not?
What's up, Scraps?
Pay for something. Scraps is back. Look at him.
He is. He just looks.
He gets into a trance-like state.
He looks furious. Nah. He's always mad when he's stuck. When it's a rain day, he's stuck in here.
I don't think he's mad. He's just like, he's got nothing to do.
And so he's just mad dogging us?
I don't think he's mad dog. I think he's in a trance right now. He's like, he's not fully awake. He didn't drink coffee. He's not getting down to business. He's just soaking up the vibes. He knows that. All animals are doing the same thing, right? They're hunkering down. And he's just being chill and zen. That's what they do. I saw a video where the cat playing with some wild squirrel babies.
Why didn't you show me this video?
I don't bother people at weird times of day, 8:02 a.m.
The time that I had texted you before 8:02 a.m. was like straight up 3:30 p.m., which is a reasonable time of day.
I didn't see it.
How did you not see it? What were you doing?
Those playoffs. It was divisional. Like
there were divisional playoffs on Friday.
No, but
they play football on
Fridays. Friday was like, do I own a car? Am I like, you know what I'm saying? Am I kung fu? I just wander the earth on foot. By the way, did I tell you about how low the guardrails are when you walk over the highway in L.A.? It literally comes to below my hip. Like, it's insane. You slip on a pizza box or something like that, and you go right over. If you don't die from the fall, you die from the first car that hits you or the second, third. Like, it wouldn't stop. The cars are going 75 down there. And you just fall right over the ledge.
There's many liabilities for the pedestrian. We got to get this car back ASAP, dude.
Seriously.
We can't have our boy out there walking.
I mean, it's really crazy. Like, it's really crazy. Like, it's
this
like,
is all everything you've learned from having to walk for the past 3 days?
Yeah, I learned that. Oh, I also learned, like, if you're going to try to do or think of anything creative, do it. Within the first mile of the walk, because by the second mile, you're just like in a trance-like state of left, right, left, right. Stay away from that person. Left, right. You're just like in a trance. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's important. I learned that.
Did you ride any scooters?
Nah.
You didn't ride a scooter yet?
My thing is, I go, let me just walk a couple blocks. When I get tired of this, I'll switch to the scooter and then just never do it.
And then you never do it, yeah. Yeah.
I think it's a guy thing. Like, I'll just keep going. But anyway, the car's going to be fine. I'm going to get it back. It's going to be a happy ending.
Yeah. Nothing. No one's mad. We do have a scooter update.
Oh, let's get it.
Remember how I got that venture capital scooter company went out of business and they left all these scooters on the street?
Yeah, so what brand was that?
Lime. No, not Lime. Sorry. Link.
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 Yeah.
And so, you know me, you know, I got to do it to him. I took four of them, put them behind the garage. The other day when the guy was like mowing the weeds that aren't grass, but we act like they're grass, even though it's weeds. He took them out from behind the garage, put them on the curb. I said, no, that's not where they go.
He thought they were by the garbage.
He thought they were trash or he just didn't want to see them. I don't know. Right. So he puts them out by the curb. So I'm like, well, fuck, I can't put them behind the garage anymore. So then I was like, I guess I'll just put them on the side of the house. But then it was taken up. You went back there. It was taken up all of the area.
Yeah, it was cluttered.
In the back of the house. And then, you know, today was Tuesday. Tuesday's the day that he does all of his...
Today's Monday.
Sorry. Oh, wait. Yeah. Tomorrow's Tuesday. Tomorrow's the day where he does the mowing of the weeds. And so we're like, we got to get those out of there by Tuesday. Folks, I am pleased to announce life finds a way. I figured out a way to fit them all in the garage.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in my car to take them to drop them off for scrap. You put all those in the garage?
They're all in the garage now.
Come on.
With
then.
Not a fucking like postage there's stamp not even worth a, of space to move.
There's not even a like a end date for that. You know what I mean?
That's. I mean, I still have no idea how to. Yeah, nobody's provided an answer as to how to jailbreak it.
Scrap.
Exactly. But it's like, but I'm me, so I can't just, can't give up, man.
I feel like if you just put them back out there by the grass, the guy learned his lesson now. Like, these are my scooters.
Well, and then I would have to go take them out of the garage. Oh, yeah, it was enough of a pain in the ass. It was one of the, it was a pain in the ass getting in the garage, but honey, when they're finally in there and you close
roof?
That door, it is quite it's quite a satisfying feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, the more you handle them, the more, like, you know how to finesse them.
Right. You get
it kind
of
made me
it.
Feel like I was, like, a really good valet parker or something. You know,
yeah.
Like, okay, if I move the back of it this way, then it shimmies in this way, so it goes around the thing this way.
You heard about the Chevy Silverado scooters?
I haven't.
They have hands-free backup. Shout out to that.
Shout out to that.
I just dropped a pen behind your cushion.
Kramer.
You'll have to fetch that out.
Okay, great.
All right, here's a quick quiz. What number is the iPhone at?
13?
15.
Fuck you. 15?
Yeah.
They're at 15 now and I still got a damn X?
Yeah, iPhone 15 Plus.
Yeesh.
Okay, what number is Samsung Galaxy at?
9.
S24.
24.
Samsung S24 Plus Galaxy Ultra. All right. What about Google Pixel? What number are they on?
9.
8.
There we go.
There you go.
There we go.
That's where
that's
you
the, those are kind
you're
of
like,
those
where's
are numbers,
the 9? I need the 9.
Those are numbers I understand. Let's keep it below 10.
How many?
I can't count
how
over
many
10.
People can comfortably sit in the Acura MDX?
Is it an SUV or is it a sedan?
I think it's SUV.
8.
7.
Okay.
Nice, nice. You're in the ballpark.
Comfortably sit. Thank you for qualifying that it was comfortable.
Which one of these is a VW? The Tiguan S or the all-electric ID4 Pro?
Tiguan.
Trick question. They're both VW.
I can't believe you wrote all this shit down. Are you even watching the football game, or are you just watching
this
the advertisements?
This was particularly draining because a lot of times what I do is when it cuts to commercial, I'll go read one of my books for a page.
Yeah.
And then I'll do like 2 books, and then when I come back, the game's back on. This time I was like, let me track these commercials. And so I'm like literally watching every single second of like 3.5-hour broadcast. Like I can't even pull away. When they go to commercials. So I won't do that again. I got the lay of the land. These commercials are not going to change now. They got...
Well, I mean, even if they do, we're not the target demographic of these.
No,
we will never buy any
of
this
retail.
Shit.
This is me, you know, seeing what America's... What's being marketed.
To America.
To America.
Got it.
You know, Miller Lite, Bud Light. Michelob Ultra. Like, why don't they all just skip it?
Let's call the whole thing off.
Ritz Crackers was the only crackers. So give it up to them. Okay, they just made a dent in cracker.
Well, I mean, Ritz is probably the most popular cracker in America because it's buttery. America loves buttery
there,
stuff.
There, you just did another commercial for them. How about this? Bob Marley, that movie, that was the only movie advertised. There was no other movie advertised the entire day. For 7 hours. Just Bob Marley. You like that one. Ah.
Not even NIAID? That's a sports movie.
NIAID?
You don't even know what NIAID is, but I bet.
What is it?
It's like a Netflix movie with Annette Bening where she plays like a swimmer. Like a mature woman who like swims from, I don't know, Cuba to Florida or some shit.
What is that?
Jodie Foster plays her girlfriend. It's Jodie Foster's first gay role.
No, it isn't. She's famous for doing, oh, she's famous for being gay, not for gay.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I put that together. Wow, she waited a long time.
Didn't she just?
Ellen did that years ago.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's America. Helen Mirren's got an Uber Eats commercial.
God, dismal.
And such like that. Really, the only apps that had commercials was Uber Eats and Airbnb.
Folks, how's your America? Send us a letter, grifthorsepod@gmail.com.
Please let us know which savage is your favorite. Let us know.
Which savage will you be voting for this fiscal quarter?
Yeah. We're hitting you with a hot kiss my grifts this week. We got a lot of letters and we're excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Check that out. Check out all the other programs. Head over to haveasummer.com/shop.
Pick up an Austin Stories DVD.
Two people did this past week. They're going to get a great series. It's not on DVD-R. It's professionally put together.
See, and I love that.
Yeah.
I fucking love that.
And it's picture discs. So pick up one of those and we will see you
right here next week on Grift Horse.